The revolution must continue until we are free. Socialist Party Wales reporter. Several hundred people representing the Sudanese diaspora in the UK met in Cardiff on the 14th of July to celebrate their culture, but also to discuss the ongoing revolution in Sudan. There were speakers from across the political and generational spectrum. One speaker from an organization representing Sudanese lawyers spoke in favor of the recent agreement between movement leaders and the Transitional Military Council. This went down well, especially with older, professional layers in the room, possibly because it means that there is an apparent pause in the horrific violence, but many of the young speakers on the podium, and in breakout discussions, did not agree. "Why would we ally with the butchers who have killed and raped our people?" a young Sudanese woman asked. Another remarked, "We have lost so many people, we cannot stop here, the revolution must continue, until we are free." And a young Sudanese man suggested, "We need to stay out on the streets, to sweep aside the military and the system that supports them." The Socialist Party was invited to speak, and was greeted warmly. Our speaker, Gareth Bromhall, also Assistant Secretary of Swansea Trade Union Council, brought solidarity greetings from the trade union movement, and talked about the importance of international solidarity. Gareth raised the socialist demands of CWI supporters, which was met with a round of applause, and several young people came up to talk to us during the breaks about what we think should happen next to develop the Sudanese revolution. Many were in agreement that there must be no trust in the military council or any agreement with them, and that the street movement must continue. Only by sweeping aside any with ties to the former al-Bashir regime and the capitalist system that they both relied on to hold power, will Sudan truly be free.